Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who peeping the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
What up, family? We are back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Hotel for Barbara Gianni, Assalamu Alaikum. This is Brother Mansour, a.k.a. Pastor Ross.
Yes, indeed, and we are Collective Minds Radio, and we are back, family, in the building, another week. You know, hopefully to share constructive dialogue with the family, get you thinking. This is Collective Minds, where we all ain't got to think alike, but we all have to think. Yeah, we here, family. You feel me? Thanks for joining us. You know, we all made it back. I hope everybody had a good week. You feel me? And, yeah, we're here to chop it up. Make sure y'all hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. And before we get started, like always, Queen Rigel, how was your week? And do you have any announcements for us?
My week was great, very productive. No announcements. No announcements for me. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I think I may have made this announcement last week, but, oh, well, it don't matter. I want to send a special shout-out, a happy birthday shout-out to my mom and my nieces. And am I missing someone? No, we've been celebrating my mom's and my niece's birthday all weekend, so I'd like to send a special happy birthday to them. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Yes, indeed, yes, indeed. And our brother Mufasa Ra. How was your week, my brother? Do you got any announcements for us?
Yes, man. Yeah, everything been good, brother. No major announcements for me, also. That's my condolences to all the families who lost loved ones in 9/11. But no major announcements for me as well.
All right. Yes, all right. Indeed. And I'm gonna just echo what Queen Rigel said. Just shout out to all the Virgos, and a special shout out to my moms, and to my daughters, and also to my wife. So, got a lot of Virgos around. Also, my brother is a Virgo as well. So, shout out to him too. You know what I'm saying? So, all the Virgos, shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Hoping y'all having a wonderful birthday season. You know what I mean? So, yeah, just wanted to echo that. And but, yeah, family, we are here. We are back. There's been a few things going on this week. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot on the table that's been coming down the pipe as far as this COVID. You know, this kind of been a topic each week. So, you know, we probably go discuss that. It's a few other things that I got on the table. But I do want to give, you know, Queen Rigel or Mufasa, you know, the opportunity to, you know, if y'all want to put something out there.
Now you go ahead.
And then, you know, once we discuss, we'll get to the call line.
Yeah, now you go ahead, Brother Kev or Mufasa, because go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, just real quick, what Brother Mufasa was talking about, you know, yesterday was the 20th anniversary of 9/11, right? So 9/11, the 20th anniversary, those that may not know, it's actually people that wasn't alive. You know, you got some youngsters that wasn't even alive when the towers came down, which is kind of crazy. But in 2001, the World Trade Center towers collapsed. It was like a random Tuesday. You know what I mean? I still remember what I was doing that day. Like, that was a wild, wild day. You know what I'm saying? Unbelievable. And, you know, at the time it was happening, a lot of people really didn't, you know, nobody knew what was going on. Like, it literally, like, I was listening to it on the radio in the car, and I thought planes was just falling out the sky. You know what I'm saying? Because the way they was making the sound on the radio, they interrupted the regular program, and they like, planes are flying into buildings in New York, and then there's a plane headed for D.C. and all this and that. So I'm literally driving, looking out the window. I'm looking up like, are planes really falling down? Like, what is really going on? And as I got to my destination, you know, everything was kind of shut down. Everybody knew about it, so they started bringing in TVs. I think I had like a class or something that day, and class got canceled, and they started bringing in TVs, and, you know, we literally just watched the news all day, you know what I'm saying? But it was a crazy event. So I don't know if y'all want to share what y'all was doing on 9/11, if y'all remember. You know, y'all want to break that down since this is the 20th anniversary. What was y'all doing on that Tuesday morning when y'all heard about them, you know, the plane?
I was working.
Yeah, I can tell you. I was, go ahead, Ray.
No, I was working. Yeah, I was working, and someone called me and told me what happened. But I know I was going to have to work.
Okay. And Brother Mufasa.
Yeah, I was starting a new job that day, brand new job. I actually was at my mother's house that morning, and I fell asleep over her house that morning. And I remember her waking me up saying, hey, telling me that, hey, you know, a plane that hit the World Trade Building. I'm like, huh? And I turned on the TV, I'm still in my eyes, I'm like, man, see? Rubbing my eyes, I'm like, wow, that's crazy. I just kept remembering hearing the guy on the radio saying, wow, what a horrible, tragic accident. I'm trying to figure out what happened. How could something like this have happened? So I'm sitting there and watching, like, wow, that's crazy. Then as I'm watching it, I see the second one come in live on TV. Bam, hit the other one. So now I jump up, I'm like, whoa, hold on. And I'm, you know, it's like I can still hear the announcer in my head saying, you know, stumbling like what just happened. So, yeah, man, I was at my mother's house, and to watch that second plane just come in live right when it happened, right, and hit that, man, it was just unbelievable. Still wasn't processing that it was something a terrorist attack. I just remember being, like, confused, like something's going wrong. Like, that I'm thinking the airlines, they stuffed and failed. You know, planes from the start, like you said earlier, falling everywhere. It didn't hit me that it could have been, like I said, a terrorist attack. So, man, I watched that. I ended up going to my job. I remember calling them and saying, hey, are we still working today? And they said, yeah, you know, come on in and report. But they gave me special instructions because by this time, you know, the country was under alert that, hey, something going on. So they had special instructions on where to park and stuff like that. By that time, the other one had, you know, had hit the Pentagon, and the other one had crashed. So I was working second shift. So
right,
went to work, and I remember just kept watching the news that day and the next day, just in amazement at what had happened. And when they fought, I think did they fall that same day? Yeah, they fell the same day, right? They came down a couple of hours after.
Yeah,
didn't
they? Yeah, it was the same day.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. And
Yeah, and also, okay, got you.
There was a tree actually that Spike Lee did on Netflix called Turning Point that kind of breaks down, you know, that whole day, and it even goes into the aftermath when, you know, we start going into Afghanistan and Iraq, and it's a pretty good documentary. It sticks to the official story, you know what I mean, which is Bin Laden, you know, and a group of terrorists, 19 terrorists, hijacked four planes and went into the Pentagon. Now, me personally, I really don't buy the official story. You know what I'm saying? I think there's more to it. I think there was a lot of, you know, government negligence, you know, at the very least, or, you know, they could have planned the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm even willing to go that far based on, you know, a lot of the information I got. So it's like, I'm really not going with the official narrative. You got this man, Bin Laden, that they made the boogeyman. You know what I'm saying? That we just supposed to believe that he hates, or they hate America because of our freedom, which I've always rejected that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't hate us because of our freedom. Based on what I know, they don't like America because we go over there and start snooping in their business. You know what I'm saying? We go over there and try to strong arm and put our Western ways onto their countries, and they don't like that. And that's just like if somebody was to come to America and try to enforce their way of life onto us, we wouldn't like that either. You know what I'm saying? So one man's terrorist is another man's patriot. You feel me? And that's just how it goes. One man's terrorist is another man's patriot. So I don't really buy the official story. And actually, 9/11 was really a catalyst for me to becoming more conscious and aware of the world that I was in. You dig what I'm saying? Because that day, with all that energy and everybody focusing on this one event, that really opened my eyes. And when I started to dig deeper and watch little documentaries and stuff, and like Loose Change and stuff that was out at the time that was kind of exposing 9/11, that really, like I say, sparked my consciousness and sent me on a path to, you know, study history, study how we got to this point, study our government, and just a whole bunch of things and lies that I've been told, you know, growing up. 9/11 sparked that change for me. Like, I was like, nah, something ain't right with this. You know what I'm saying? It looks real suspicious. I'm not buying the Bin Laden boogeyman. And why are we even going into Afghanistan when most of the hijackers was from Saudi Arabia? Right? That didn't even make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, why were we even going to Afghanistan and most of the hijackers are Saudi Arabia? And Bin Laden wasn't even in Afghanistan from what they was reporting. He was like in Pakistan or, you know, some mountain region. And, you know, it was just a whole bunch of propaganda, in my opinion, that they was putting out there to keep, you know, America's inferior. And they always got to give you a boogeyman. You know, if it's the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, it's the war on drugs, it's the war on terror, it's always something, you know, to keep the masses of the people in a state of fear and always having to look at something as the enemy. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man.
Hey, you know what, brother?
I'm hearing some feedback, too. But, yeah, go ahead, my brother.
I have to add this in, that another thing that came from that day was classic example of how good can go up against evil. Because, like you say, it's more to it than what the general public know about. That was a wicked, evil deed that people did on other people. You know, just to sit up and plan something like that and play it out, that was, you know, wicked. But on the flip side of that, because I always get a little emotional when I think about the first responders who responded to the scene, especially the fire department and EMT. Like to be rushing into that building, running up, knowing, I'm sure a lot of them knew that they probably was not going to make it back. You know, and that's
right.
Bravery, you know what I'm saying? To put your life on the line like that to try to save another human. So you got both ends of the spectrum,
yeah,
so how evil and wicked people can be. The other end is show you how good people can be, you know, and can overcome fears and be brave to save another human being, saving a life that you don't even know this person. But those are
two
heroes to me, man. Them first responders that ran into those buildings, knowing that they wasn't going to come back home, knowing that it's possible that they wasn't going to make it through that, man. That was unbelievable. And that's one thing I will never forget. I say never forget. That's something that I can never forget. Those brave men and women who threw their stuff in the fire like that to try to save lives.
Right, yeah. And the documentary actually does a great job of highlighting those people that that went into those buildings and, like you say, sacrificed their lives and whatnot. So, yeah, it was a major event in history. It was a major moment in time, and like I say, that really kind of sparked a lot of things. So you got, you know, before 9/11 and after 9/11, it's one of those events. You know what I'm saying? Because that changed air travel completely. You know, that changed security. It gave the government certain powers. You know, you had the Patriot Act, and you know, it just changed a lot of things. And that was a major event that kind of got us, you know, to where we are right now and whatnot. So, yeah, man, it was the 20th anniversary. So yeah, it's been 20 years since 9/11. We steady moving, and ironically, we just withdrew from Afghanistan, which that was like a 20-year war, which used up billions of dollars. And you know, a lot of people say the U.S. may have lost that war, which, considering how, you know, they was kicked out or left, you know what I'm saying, I think it's fair to say that, you know, the U.S. lost that war. And
what was accomplished?
Right. Besides more dope on the streets, you know, more dope from Afghanistan, like what was accomplished? You know what I'm saying? That's a good question. You know, that's a good question. So, you know, here we are in 2021. You know, we out of Afghanistan, and Joe is looking pretty bad right now. You know what I'm saying? On top of the low morale of every, you know, of the military, it's like it's not a good look right now. You know what I mean? And see me, like, and I'm gonna just say this real quick. Like me personally, this is Brother Kev. I try to separate myself. Like when I say America, even though I am an American, I live in this country and whatnot, pay taxes and all that. I separate myself from the political dealings of the American government, because I don't support none of those moves. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't support any of the wars that America has been through in my lifetime, because I don't buy the propaganda of why they quote unquote going to war. You know what I'm saying? They went into Iraq saying they had weapons of mass destruction, which turned out to be a lie. You know what I'm saying? So I don't support those moves. Like, it's one thing if you have a righteous, you know, government and you fighting a war that is righteous, but I don't believe that's the case in with the American government. So I personally separate myself from that. You know, when I say they went to war and this and all that, I'm saying that to separate myself, because I don't condone us going to these countries basically raping and pillaging the people. And we say it's in the name of freedom, but who are we to go around the world distributing freedom and we can't even get our own home straight. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my personal take on it. You know what I mean? But I digress, family. But yeah, I don't know if y'all wanted to chime in on that again, or we can move on, baby.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm saying
anything. Go ahead,
son. I was saying I didn't know if you had anything that you wanted to bring up or not before we moved on.
Oh yeah, I was gonna bring something else up, but not on that. Yeah, it's another subject I wanted to
keep
on.
Let's get it. Yes, sir. Let's get it.
Something that I have, I know I've said something about it before, but I'm going to bring it up again just because I was out and about today, and I'm in this store, going in the store. It's in a nice neighborhood where I went to this particular store. I usually go out my way to certain places just so I could avoid, you know, foolishness. You know, some days you just don't be in the mood for that. You just want to go there and have a peaceful, pleasant experience. Get your things and come on out. Because, you know, I live in what would be called, you know, somewhat of a hood, you know, borderline of the hood. So sometimes I'll venture out to this, it'll give me a little peace of mind. So I go to this particular store, and I don't know what happened. What went on today that they had new employees, what was in the air today, but it was ratchet as hell. Like, I go in the store, these females, employees, is sitting there talking about another employee, and I mean, they loud and they cussing, like F-bombs, B-bombs, just, and as I'm walking by, I'm thinking, okay, they're going to see me and then chill out. It was like I was a part of the crew. They just kept it pushing. Finally, I said, hey, listen, hey, no. You know, don't let nobody upset you like that, you know. And then I realized when I said that, the one girl was on speakerphone because the dude over the speakerphone go, who is it? I'm like, this is so unprofessional. And the people that was coming in, some of the people that was coming in, they had no respect. So I like to call this behavior, and I'm taking the color away from it, but I call this nigga behavior. So
right.
I'm trying to figure out what do we do when nigga behavior just keeps following you wherever you go? Say if you move to a decent area and, you know, it's time, it's peaceful, you're loving it, and then nigga behavior, he takes over your community. Do you pack up and move again, or do you stay and try to fight and make a difference? Like, where are we at with this, y'all? Like, what do we do with nigga behavior? People that's just straight ignorant, don't care about nothing, you know, walk outside and drink a beer, go right in your yard, ride down the street, be eating a container of food or bag of fast food joint, flanging right out the window on your street. You know, what do we do? Do we just sit back and just pray that it changes? Like, I just don't know what to do no more, y'all. What do we do with nigga-type behavior? Where y'all at with this? When that mindset of people just start flooding your community, you know, what do? Do you give up and just go ahead and just throw your hands up and run away? Or, you know, what do? Y'all tell me. I'm trying to figure it out.
Right. Well, I mean, for me, I don't think moving away from that type of behavior is running away. You know what I mean? I just think you just making the best decision, you know, for you and your family. So I don't think like that's running away. Now, if you do choose to stay, then you have a right to, you know, to defend yourself, to uphold the community, to, you know what I mean, to check certain people on certain things. If, you know, if somebody coming in and throwing beer cans on your grass, you have a right to check them and in a respectful way, and to, in order to get the results that you have, you know what I'm saying? But I always say, like, you know, the ghetto and the hood, that's all a mentality, you know what I'm saying? Because you could, quote unquote, and not really be a part of that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can live in the hood but not participate in none of the foolishness. You can handle your business, do your thing, take care of your family, but you ain't got to participate in all the foolishness of the hood. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it just depends on what
so
approach
bad,
you want to take.
Other than it got so bad, man, that even my board of aldermen can't get along. Like, they basically gangbanging on each other. The board of aldermen and the mayor is basically gangbanging on each other. I mean, they posting stuff about each other in social media.
Wow.
You know, they not showing up to meetings. No, it's like half is split. So the other half is doing secret meetings. They're not telling the others. Like, I'm like, this is some just ignorant ass. Where the professional people at?
Right.
So unprofessional. Wow. Like, they have board meetings where they just arguing and fussing and just saying whatever comes to their mouth. Man, I don't understand what's the problem is. You know, so I'm just mentioning that as some of the things I've been noticing over the past couple of weeks. You know, just
understand how
when I first came to this community, it was way better than what it is now. You know, just watching it just spiral down, you know. Spiral down.
Yeah, man, that's very unfortunate.
Yeah, there's too many people around. Not enough.
There's too many people around.
There's just too many people around, and they're untrained. You have too many untrained humans in the midst of each other. You know, the quality of people that we have nowadays is just not, we don't have good quality humans, I'm sorry. We're not making good quality children. And it's hard to get along, because professionalism and all that stuff, that's a mentality. It's how you think is going to determine how you treat somebody and how you treat yourself when you're out. That's the mentality. So people's brains, they're not developed. We have too many undeveloped humans walking around here trying to function, and they're struggling. They're having it hard. They can't get it right. It's too many folks.
Yeah, well, the society raises people like this.
That's
like
true.
This is
that
the
is
way
true.
Our society.
Yes, that's why I say we're not. That's why I said exactly. That's why I said we're not creating quality humans, because you're right.
Right.
We're not creating quality humans. The children, they're not quality. They're underdeveloped. Look at the food. Remember, it's just too. We have a high consumption of chemicals. You know, we drink chemicals, we breathe chemicals, we eat chemicals. We're not developing high quality humans. We have low level degraded. I mean, it's crazy. That's why if you're not functioning, it's like you know, if your body and your mind is not up to par, it's not going to perform. Your spirit won't be able to perform correctly, because you don't have the right outer body. Your body not right. We not developed properly. Look at all the stuff that we do. Eat, drink, and breathe. Everything we do is chemical consumption. We're not natural. We just messed up. You know, it's just unfortunate. But...
Right, right.
And I won't go too far into that. You guys get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
that, totally
it doesn't seem like there's no end in sight. There's no end in sight. Like, you can't get people to change. You can't get people to, as a whole, to do better. And, you know, y'all heard me say it before that I think the only way to invoke change is you got to force folks. Unfortunately, you got to make them, like how we see going on overseas in certain places. Like, you got to force people to do what they're supposed to do. People do too much. And some of the much they do is too much ignorance. Too much ignorance. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, man, that's the way it is. But, you know, you never go get 100% of the people to be on board, you know, for everything.
It don't have to be 100%.
Exactly.
Quality,
that's what I'm saying. It don't have
quality,
to be 100%.
It's the quality of people. So if we're not developing quality people, then the way that we respond, the way that we live, the way that we react to things is also going to be low quality. We can't get along.
Right.
Yeah,
like all of us. Low quality education. I mean, we getting low quality all across the board.
Exactly.
Low quality education. Low quality
people
food.
Arguing. They can't. They don't like to help each other. They cuss each other out. They be so mean to each other. They can't say hi. They try to hurt people. They steal from each other. They rob. It's just too much for us.
Now, each one of us on here, we have children. And I just, you know, I think lately, like, you know, what's going to be left for my children? What my children got to deal with? You know, especially, like, if we got daughters. You know, first kid, you got young daughters. You know, why you got young daughters?
Right.
Man, are they going to be able to find somebody, a decent mate to link up with? You know, maybe with my grandson. I look at the quality of the women. Like, man, you just be tripping. Like, how are we going to find quality mates for our children? You know, I know I'm going a little off the deep end here, but. So for real, like our society is just spiraling downward, and I don't know what's gonna happen, what's gonna take to change it. But we so far from how we were, in my opinion, when we first got here. When people first got here, like, you know, we talking about people who was building with their hands, with their bare hands, building. Structures with their bare hands, you know. So I don't know. Yeah, I ain't gonna keep ranting. It's just people. Hey, we just gotta figure out what to do better. Do better, especially like just to bring it back to my first point. When you're an employee at a store, listen, you should know better. Just not be having conversations on your phone, cussing and clowning like you at work. Like you and the public environment, you're in a public setting. Like, come on now. And they see a customer walking by, and you don't have enough time and sense to say, man, let me calm him down. Everybody listen to my conversation. Let me calm down. You ain't got enough time to do that. And it's two women, two grown women. Just letting it all hang out, you know. I don't get it, y'all.
Wow.
How these people are functioning? How are they functioning in the world?
Right. Yeah, man, my thing is, I just try to stay as far away from those people as possible. You just got to let them do what they do and self-destruct on their own. Now, if they infringe on you and your family, then, like I say, you have a right to check them or say something. You know what I'm saying? Like you did. You got a right to say something. But otherwise, I just let them folks do what they do, and I don't, you know, try to worry myself with them. And I don't think those type of people represent black people. You know what I'm saying? Like the media or certain people try to do. They try to make the degenerate in our society, oh, that represents all black people. No, I don't know it. Those are just people. Who on some BS, who off code.
I was trying to go that whole segment there. I was trying to go that whole segment without saying
what?
Black. You just had to take it there.
Yeah, I had to take it there because, you know, just to be clear, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't want, because that's what I know people do, and the media do, like, it'd be some videos of some black people fighting in the store, some black people clowning or something, and, you know, and some people may be like, well, we got to do better. But I'm like, no, we ain't got to do, like, that's on them. They don't represent us. You know what I'm saying? They definitely don't represent me. So that's on them folks if they clowning. But we got to separate ourselves from that type of behavior as black people and say, no, those people don't represent, they don't represent us. They're just a random folks being ignorant and doing what they do. But that's not black society. And so that's kind of where I'm at with it. Hey, if they want to be ignorant and do that, that's on them. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to stay away from that type of behavior and
just for clarity,
all together.
Just for clarity, and so that it's on record, Brother Montoya, a.k.a. Mufasa, did not say black people. Just so we know that.
Right.
I didn't say that.
Right.
I didn't say that.
Right, right. Brother Kev said that. Brother Kev said that.
Brother Kev said that.
Right, right. But yeah, though, I mean, you know, the nigga mentality is rampant and it must be eradicated. You know what I'm saying? It must be eradicated out of people, let's just say. It needs to go. You know, but, you know, it is what it is. I digress. Now was a transgender dude that had a fight this weekend. Well, he fought as a woman. It's confusing because he was born a dude, but he fought as a woman, and he beat the sleeves off another woman, y'all. Like, this is an MMA fight. Like, how do y'all feel about this? This man, he was strong, cock diesel, lived 33 years as a man, then decided he wanted to be a woman. Now he's competing and fighting women. Like, what is going on? Is this right or no? Like, what is going on, y'all?
Far from right. I remember a couple of years ago they had.
I already told
man,
you what's going on.
He cracked a woman's skull.
Yeah, he beat the sleeve. Like it was just crazy to even watch the highlights of this man fighting as a woman, beating this woman. It was crazy. Like
too much chemical consumption. People can't produce quality results because they can't think of them. They can't control their emotions. They can't control nothing. Lack of control.
Right.
Strength and stability.
Right.
And insight. Too much chemical consumption. Create low quality humans.
You talk about low quality. That's the lowest of the low.
Because who would even allow that? Who is signing off on this stuff?
Exactly. Who would sign off on that is the question. That is crazy. You know? He beat this woman to a pulp. It was terrible. It was terrible. But, yeah, I was just seeing if y'all heard about that story.
No.
You know.
I think I did vaguely hear about it. So. We can get to the caller.
Yeah, again, one more thing, y'all. This was also embarrassing. Before we get to the call lines, this was also embarrassing. I don't know if y'all know, but Evander Holyfield, former world champion, Evander Holyfield, at 58 years old, had a fight this weekend against, it was one of them like celebrity boxing matches against Vitor Belfort. He's like an MMA guy.
What?
But, yeah, this was not good. Evander got knocked out. He got KO'd. The man is almost 60 years old. He was out there scrambling, looking bad. And they let this 60-year-old man fight. You know, I think that was a travesty. And I hate to see Evander go out like that. Like, I don't know if he needed the money or what. But I didn't want to see him go out like that. This was Saturday. Yeah, Saturday night.
Oh, man. I hate that.
Saturday night, yeah.
He's supposed to fight
Saturday night.
But they never
did get that set up. Right, they never did get that set up. And then the dude was actually supposed to fight Oscar De La Hoya, but De La Hoya supposedly got COVID-19, and then they just threw Evander Holyfield in there. And like I say, this man is 58 years old, and he was out there, like, not looking good. Like, he was not looking like the old Evander Holyfield.
It wasn't like Mike Tyson or Roy Jones, huh?
No, it wasn't nothing like that. He don't want to see Tyson. The way he was looking, Evander don't want to see Tyson. That's just real.
I just want to, hold on, guys. I want to check the connection, make sure no one has any headphones or anything like that.
No, I was using headphones and took mine off. I took them off and I'm still hearing the income.
Okay, so
I'm not. Hold on, I can switch. I always use headphones. I can switch to a different set.
Let's see. I just want to check the connection.
But I'm always on headphones.
Okay. So what were you saying, Brother
Ken,
while he's checking that?
No, I was just saying I took my headphones out, but I'm still hearing the echo, though. So I don't know where that's from.
Are y'all hearing it now?
No.
I'm not hearing it. Y'all still hear it?
No.
No, I think it's... I hear when I'm talking, but no, it just went away.
I don't hear it.
Anymore.
I don't hear it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just responding quickly. No.
Okay. Yeah. I think we good. But yeah. Back. I mean, Evander. It was a bad look, y'all. I just wanted to put that out there. Bad look for the brother, and I hate to see him go out like that. You know. But. We can hit the call lines if y'all want to. If you just joined us, family, this is Collective Minds Radio. We are here. We in the building. Hit us up. If you have anything you want to discuss, the number is 929-477-1697.
Okay. Area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Yeah, But you know when you hit that call line, who's on there?
How you doing, caller?
Hey.
Thanks for calling in. Hey,
caller.
Roger, you know you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I hope you had a great week, caller.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you had a wonderful week.
Let's talk about some things. And, Kevin, you might as well blame white supremacy and white racism, white supremacy, and white nationalism on all these things. But as far as hating America, these leftists try to do all this stuff. They try to impose their ways on conservatives with gun restrictions, unfettered immigration, same gender, this and that, like you just got through making mention of. You know, they don't want conservatives to take their children out of these educational paradigms where nothing is going on. I feel sorry for them kids, but mine wasn't going to be in that experiment. Mandatory this and that, like we see Joe Biden and your blue states is trying to impose and mandate vaccines, mandate vaccinations on people's children and making them wear masks when the parents say they don't want it. I mean...
Right.
Bad schools, lack of police. Look what's going on downtown St. Louis. They have just turned that into a wild jungle. What's that nightclub down there? Benin or Benign? All the shootings that went on at that nightclub. They got a video are showing people shooting in the air, shooting at folks that drove away. I bet those buildings got bullet holes all in them downtown. And those who have moved into downtown to gentrify the area, they ready to move out.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your Kim Gardner's doing? What is Kim Gardner doing? She's the top cop. She ain't saying nothing about it.
You know,
where's the group that was talking about closing the workhouse?
They ran out of
the
room. They just didn't check.
Yeah, people talking about closing the workhouse, dissolving the police. So that there is just terrible. And, you know, you want to talk about some racism. Look how they treat poor Larry Elder out there that's running for governor
on
the recall.
Funny. Oh, man, they was throwing eggs at dude. Oh, he was getting, yeah, it was bad.
If that was a Trump supporter, they'd have SWAT teams on that person. Here's a woman with a gorilla mask on, assaulting the man with objects.
You're not supposed to wear masks
in public that hide your identity. If that's the case, and she can get away with that, then why come the Ku Klux Klan can't put their hoods back on and hide their identity? Always these double standards, Mustafa. Then you had another black racist. That's what he is. Look what he was saying to Larry Elder.
What was he saying to him?
He ain't got no business running and all this, that, and the other. Then you had a systemic racist organization called the Los Angeles Times. They going to print that Larry Elder is the face of white supremacy. White supremacy and blackface, they said.
Yeah. Right. I kind of agree with that from what I know about Larry Elder. I agree with
that. If Larry Elder is the face
of
white supremacy and blackface, then what was the governor of Virginia, who said that about abortions, late-term abortions, that the woman would give birth to the baby, and then we set it on the table until they decide what to do with it. How despicable is that? And he was caught in blackface.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that was they called him the Coon Man, I think was his nickname in college. So, yeah, he is
Santos
too.
Was caught
so
with blackface.
Right. Trudeau,
not
the Santos,
not Santos, Trudeau in Canada. And Nunes in California. I'll take that back. Not Santos.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that was him, the governor of Florida. So why come
nobody's complaining about that?
If it was Donald Trump, it would be all over the news. Why come nobody is eavesdropping on Joe Biden's conversations like they were with Donald Trump, trying to say that he was doing a quid pro quo. Where is the fairness in all this? There ain't none when it comes down to you violent and these racist leftists. You got to call it what it is, Nadja. I know it hurts. I know it hurts.
Call it like it is, Nadja.
But you got to call this stuff like it is. And to top all that off, 1,795 in 101 days with 232 murders in that same time frame. Blacks on black terrorism in Chicago. Think about that. 1,795 in 101 days just this past Thursday. Nobody's saying nothing about that. You got these kids going to school running down the street zigzag, and they got bulletproof backpacks on.
Dang.
Think about that. I mean, just think about that. And nobody's saying anything to any great avail. I heard somebody talking about something else. I forget what the heck it was. Someplace where a police officer done this or that. And all this stuff going on in Chicago, nobody's saying a word. It's quiet. Shh. Don't say nothing.
Nah, they do bring it up. Trust me, Fox News brings it up. They bring it up. They talk about Chicago.
Let me say this.
Yeah, but CNN ain't talking about it.
The problem is on the society's end, the people who doing all this stuff. Okay, let's just go ahead and say it, since we going to rip the Band-Aid off the black and white thing. In these hoods, in these black communities, you got people that's clowning and acting a fool. And you got people who stick by the poor decisions that they make. They overlook it. Now, when the police clown and do stupid stuff that they're not supposed to do, instead of them being held accountable for their dumb actions and saying, okay, look, yes, in this regard, we got it wrong, we tripped, and punishing the officer, now what they decide to do is just say, well, look, since we can't be forceful and do what we need to do, we just going to fall back. So they just fell all the way back. So you got these two opposite ends that can't seem to meet in the middle and do what they're supposed to do. That's how I look at it. The police, like, because we can't go hardcore, we're going to fall all the way back.
Well, you know what it is. It's because when the microphone is put in somebody's face, it's usually somebody who is of that culture and who is of that age range. So you're not putting the microphone in the face of the black homeowner whose property value is hemorrhaging. That's why they leave.
Right.
Then you have programs like on NPR is having some guests that's criticizing whites for leaving the area. White flight. Well, blacks leave and run too. Don't say nothing about them. How many black families have moved across the Missouri River? In the St. Charles County. A whole lot of them. A whole lot of them.
Right.
It ain't because of
I don't want. I don't want to move. That's what it put me in a bad situation because I don't want to move. I like being around.
Yeah, but
my
your
people.
Property value, Mustafa. Look, come on now.
I know.
You got to leave something to your children.
I know. That's
how
are
you
going to
leave something to your children? You got about 8 vacant houses similar to what's in Detroit. Similar to Detroit, similar to what's in North St. Louis, now spreading over into South St. Louis. How are you going to leave something to your children?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's what I say. That's the dilemma that a person like me is faced with.
They don't redline these areas for nothing. Then on the other hand, boy, there's a lot of young people that's doing marvelous things in education, and starting businesses.
Right,
and
right.
Staying out of trouble. But guess what? Just like Chicago, you don't hear nothing about them. All right, Roger, leave my line open in case I got to come back in and check you. I see y'all.
Thanks.
Dang. You heard your
line calling. So you know what I'm about to do. I'm about to get him up. Get them up out of here talking about it's okay for the Klans to wear they mask. How dare you come and say some foolishness like that? We all know what the Klan represent. Coming up in here talking that mess. Let's get to another call. Made me mad. Area code 314-361. Call. You on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment. Okay, maybe they just listening. Caller, area code 314-361, caller. Okay, area code 319-601, caller, y'all with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
No, I don't have a question or a comment. How y'all doing today?
Okay, we doing great, Colin. Thanks.
Peace. We good, Colin.
We doing good. Thanks for calling in, bro.
Thank you. Okay, area code 319-572. Call you on Look Like the Mice Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Ooh, I got a lot to say. Mr. Piaki already know that the Klan has changed out their white sheet for blue and brown uniforms. They are called the police, law enforcement. I was watching a video where these two cops were talking about, we need a vacation. We need. Why don't we shoot this dude? Because how come when a cop kills somebody, when they're investigated, they get paid vacation? I go kill somebody, I don't get paid vacation. And then another thing is, we all know that 9/11 happened for two reasons. States needed to hide some gold, and they needed to destroy the records department at the Pentagon to cover their tracks. So then on top of that, I went back and listened to the show last week because I had to hang up because I was playing some dominoes, and it got serious. But you guys were sitting talking about this Lil Nas X. So I'm going to come back and say, as black people, we do not need to give fools like that the attention and the publicity that we're giving them.
I agree.
We should be just shutting them down.
Yeah.
And then I was talking to my brother earlier. We were talking about Afghanistan. And I basically told him, same thing I've been telling other people, how would you like it if I came into your house and told you how to run your house?
Right, exactly.
And then on top of that, I tell you, you have to accept women's rights and you have to accept gay. In a Muslim country where they don't tolerate that mess.
Right.
So, like I said, Mufasa said something about people, nigga moment. I have mine too. But that's when you make me mad, and I gotta shut you down. So,
yes, sir.
Look, it's not the it's one thing to have a moment, but it's another thing to just, like I say, you in a place of business and you working.
I would have fired him.
You just got fired if you in a professional setting.
I would have fired him. They would have been fired on the spot. No questions asked. Get your stuff, get out, you're fired. You have no business talking like this in a store where there are children around.
Mm-hmm. If I would have went and reported into the manager, they'd have been so butthurt. I'd have been coon and everything else. If I went and reported them to the manager, that's what I should have did. I should have went and just been one of them snitches. Like, hey, listen,
you
would have
been
an
hater.
You would have
been
a
little hater.
Very upset.
Mufasa.
Yep.
Because you're at a job. You're not there to talk on your phone. You're not there for all that. You're there to do a job. I would have fired them.
Yeah.
They would have been fired right then and there. No questions asked.
Yeah.
You're fired. Get out. Get your stuff.
Right.
Get out. This is not how we act in a professional setting.
Right. Go start your OnlyFans page or something.
Yeah, but I've been watching a lot of police videos lately, too. And like I said earlier, why do they get paid vacation after violating people after killing somebody. I watched a video where they shot a man in the back that was on his knee.
Yeah.
Because he looked like a suspect. But like I said, the Klan has changed their uniform from white sheets and hoods to police law enforcement uniform. So I'm gonna go ahead and sign off, but that was just my thought.
Man.
Yes indeed. We appreciate you calling right on.
Appreciate it. Yes indeed. Yeah, he made a couple of good points, especially in reference to Afghanistan. Like, you know, that's definitely how I feel. Like, man, we trying to go in there and turn them gay and turn the women into men. We trying to just rearrange their whole country. They like, we not with that particular program. You know, they like, we not with it.
Oh,
China ain't with it either.
I find it interesting how when you get artists like the Baby and Lil Boosie, you know, who at first they took a hard stand to speak out on it. And then they go on different platforms and people try to make them feel uncomfortable for speaking their mind. They don't have the freedom to speak their mind. They don't have the freedom to have their opinion.
That's what's crazy.
Right.
Because they, you know, on one end, they should be able, we all should have the freedom to speak our minds, but the problem is, like I said again, I'm going to keep reiterating this, when you're dealing with people that are underdeveloped, the right things just may not come out. And so when that happens, it creates conflict. So that's why then people want to turn around and censor what people say, because what they're ultimately trying to do is censor the foolishness that happens when you're underdeveloped and you're not vibrating on a certain level, a higher level where you can do things in a responsible way and handle conflict resolutions properly, things like that. So that's what they're ultimately trying to censor.
Yes.
People that can just say any doggone thing, you know, and do any doggone thing like Lil Nas X. So they try to really censor that, but unfortunately everybody gets affected by it because they just don't know when somebody's going to have a Lil Nas X moment. They don't want everybody to be able to see everything and hear everything, but they try to censor it, but at the same time, we do have the right, but the reason that they try to censor is because of the stuff that people do, the foolishness that people do, like using Lil Nas X as just another example, you know, amongst many other things that's out there. You know, people just, they don't know how to, people just not a good steward is when it comes to responsibility and power. You want to see a man's character, give him power. And you'll see it every time. So people are just not a good stewardess over having power. People take power and it's abused. Just because they can do something, they will do something. Just because they can say something, they will say something. And instead of being able to control the power that they have, they just let it fly, do whatever they want to do just because they can. Say whatever they want to say just because they can. So those would be the problems. The foolishness. The people that put out the foolishness. Yeah, I want to get to another problem.
Mm-hmm. Let's get it.
Okay, area code 315-76. Caller, you're on with
Collectomized
Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I just made a little comment.
Thanks
for coming. Yeah, thanks for coming on and talking every week. Gives us still something to listen to.
Usually I have a whole bunch to say about something, but I'm not saying nothing about nothing today. I'm just listening.
All right. Yes, indeed. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Yep. No doubt. No doubt.
He got a root beer float. I just think
so, yeah, family. No, go ahead, Roger.
No, I was just saying, I just think that's our big, one of our biggest problems, you know, that people just don't have the capacity to do things in the right way.
Right, right, yeah.
Time to get on some hitting stuff.
One problem amongst many. You can do what?
Furnaces.
Oh, bro, you know that'll get you in trouble. China, they actually banned effeminate men on TV. You feel me? So we know, like, in China, you don't have certain access, like they got a limitations and restrictions on the websites that they can visit, like Google and Facebook, Twitter. All these sites have restrictions if they not banned, right? But China has actually banned effeminate men from being on TV, and they say that they are they worried about their masculinity, or, you know, the West, they call it like Britain and America. They worrying about America trying to turn their men into being feminine, which is what, I mean, if you look at the agenda, that's pretty much what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And so they actually banned men, you know, switching and wearing purses, lipstick. They banned that stuff for men on TV. You feel me? See, China ain't playing. When you talk about the iron fist and you got to make people do, you know, what it is you want them to do, they not playing over there when it comes to stuff like this, you know.
Yeah,
and that's why I was asking last week, like, how far does freedom go? Like, how far do you take this quote-unquote freedom that we have, you know what I'm saying? How far does it go? Are you free to change the sex of your child? Like, if your child is 2 years old, a little boy, and he'd be like, you know, Daddy, I think I'm a girl. Are you allowed to change his sex? Is that freedom? Like, are you allowed to just take him to get a surgery and chop him off? You know what I'm saying? Like, how far does this thing go, man? So,
yeah, that's freedom. That's freedom.
Right, like, yeah.
It's definitely freedom.
Way too much.
Right,
now.
That's too much if you ask a brother like me. But, yeah, China ain't playing with it, though. China, like, no, we not doing that over here. It's not on
TV.
If you don't do it, do it.
You think they play that in North Korea?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. No, sir. And then, like I say, with all that, and to me, that's really to the detriment of our society, because you got the gender role switch. Who's going to fight in your wars? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going to happen to your masculine population, you know? What's going to happen to the men of your population? And what's going to happen to the women if everybody just switching roles on how they feel when they wake up in the morning? Like, what's going to happen?
Gonna happen is,
and are you going to be able? Yeah, go ahead.
What's going to happen is that they're going to come over and take control of America, because ain't going to be no fighters left.
Exactly. Slowly but surely, you're taking away, you know, men's power, and, like, who's going to, like you say, who's going to be the fighters? like you vulnerable for attack if your men wearing dresses and purses and skinny jeans, like you open up to attack. You know what I'm saying? You're very
put all them bonnet wearing women who like to fight on the front lines.
Right.
All them body wearing women who like to cuss and clown and beep 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 this beep that. Put them on the front line.
Yeah, man.
Let's see what they could do. Like here's y'all want to fight so bad. You women want to fight so bad. Here's your opportunity. Show us what you're made of. That's what, that reminds me of something else. I had brought this up with my daughter, like, because my oldest daughter used to like to get into trouble at school. She had a little temper problem. And, you know, I would see how the girls behave, all these girls who want to fight. I'd be like, why they just don't get into organized sports? I said, you want to fight? Well, look, let me know. I'll take you to the gym, and you can train. You know, maybe being a professional fighter is what you need to do. I don't want to do that. But I mean, y'all like to fight at school so much and cuss each other out and do all that and be so tough. Well, get into an organized sport. Show, get paid to fight. They don't want to do that. No, I won't do that.
No, they don't want to do that one. That'll be too tough.
Wait, the way these sisters like to fight, they could take over female MMA and boxing. Boy, they like to fight. All that mouth. All right, shoot, get out there and show us what y'all made of for real. Make a sport out of it. Somebody on Instagram got something going too. I wish I could. I'm gonna have to look them up again. But it is a female boxing league. I guess you can call it that. But it's just a bunch of ratchet chicks basically boxing in a nightclub. But I'm like, that's the beginning. That we can start this and build this out to be professional.
Yeah, they've been doing that for a couple of years now, haven't they?
Yeah, it's time to take it to the next level. Take it to the next
Yeah, they've
level.
Been doing that for a minute. They used to have the the stripper boxing or whatnot.
Later for that stuff. Let's get for real. Let's train for real. Let's get in the ring for real. Pay per view type action. You know? I mean, all these silent women we got like to fight, it's right up their alley.
But who's gonna watch it on pay per view? Who's gonna watch that mess?
Hey, you know, we love that type of stuff.
From research, only reason why y'all watch female boxers, like man said, Brother Kevin said, they kind of expose the women. You know, so that.
No, I ain't gonna lie. I like watching females fight MMA.
Yeah, you do watch that, but. That's what I know with the boxing and stuff like that and all that, man. I guess so. You think? Yeah,
because
they have MMA fights on pay-per-view too, right? Don't they?
Oh yeah. And I'm telling you, them women, they scrap. But I don't see a lot of black women in there. I don't see a lot of black women doing that. I'm saying something in there, but I don't see a lot. And so I'm saying all these young warriors we got. That, you know, we see on Instagram all the time and Facebook. I think they need to go ahead and get for real and be professional. Like, somebody need to throw some bread behind them and train them up. See if they're going to come on with it.
One
I ain't
going to
want to do that. I ain't going to want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get hit one good time, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
One embarrassment. How they done?
Yeah. They ain't gonna clown. The ref can't stop them. It ain't gonna matter.
Yeah. Then they
They, you know, all their little friends and family can't jump in to help. It's one-on-one. See, they don't know how to handle that. But that's what needs to happen.
Right.
You know, all these scrappers we got, we need to see how to put them. Hey, let's get these women fighting for real. The women fight more than the men do.
Man,
the men don't even fight. Like when y'all go around and y'all surfing the web for these fights, ratchet fights, I mean, you going to see the females more than the men.
Wait a minute. Mufasa, I'm late. I'm sorry, but I had to cut you off because you just said something really funny. And you said when y'all on the website searching around for these fights, I don't ever be on no website searching.
Right. Me neither.
No, wait a minute. Now, see, no, hold on. Some type of way. Now, Brother Kev, you got to have my back on this. Who's sending the most hood fights? And when we be sending out information to each other, who's sending out the most hood fights? Is it? That's Roger. Roger be sending them hood fights out. Where did he find this stuff at?
No, listen. Thank you. That has nothing to do with what I just said. I said, who's searching for this stuff? I'm not searching for hood fights. I've never searched for no hood fight. Now,
you just come across it.
It may pop up or someone may send me something, but I may just so happen to see it. But I'm not typing in ever hood fights, searching and looking. Nah. But, yeah, I do run across them. Just scrolling, and I will send you guys things. Or somebody may send me something, and I'll share it. It's interesting.
Well,
now, I watch male boxing. I'm not into female boxing. But I will watch. I like boxing. But I'm not into female boxing.
We can organize these hood girls who like to bang so much. We'll be on to something.
You can try to organize them and see how it goes. See how that goes. I mean, hey, you never know. You might be on to something.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Never know. Yes, indeed, family. So if you're joining us late here, we winding down. We're in the last half hour. This is Collective Minds Radio. You dig? We've been kind of going in on a few things. We talked about the 20th anniversary of 9/11, which was yesterday. And, we talked about a few other things that's been going on this week. Anything else y'all want to put out there before we, get ready to wrap it up?
Only one thing for me, and I can't believe I messed up and forgot to mention this when we first came on, but the NFL season is underway. Football games are going on as we speak across the country. Welcome back, NFL.
Nah, that's right. That did kick off today, huh?
That's all I said.
That did kick off today.
Oh, man, one more thing, too. With boxing in mind, where is y'all boy at? I thought Dante Wilder had a fight coming up. Is that still going on?
That's still going on. It was scheduled for July, but Tyson Fury had came down with COVID and whatnot, so they rescheduled it to October 9th. Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury. Now they supposed to fight October 9th, but a lot of people think that Tyson Fury is gonna try to back out of this fight as well. Because, rumor is he may be scared. So he's trying to delay this fight as long as possible. So they scheduled to fight October 9th, but I don't even think the tickets are on sale yet. You know what I'm saying? That's how up in the air it is. So, but yeah, he was supposed to fight in July, the end of July. But So we'll see how it goes. We'll see if they fight, you know, October 9th. But Deontay Wilder is looking, he's looking good. I think he's back, and I think Fury gonna have some problems on his hands, you know, if he get in the ring, you know. But you know, we'll see.
Yeah, because Fury's been quiet. I mean, Wilder, he's been quiet ever since. I say he must.
Yeah,
really,
he
be kind of
laying low.
Yeah, he really must be getting things together.
Yeah, he been laying low. You know what I'm saying? Laying low, working. He built, I think he built like a gym facility, a little workout place on his property or whatnot. So the brother been going in, you know what I'm saying? So, Mr. To this day. You know what I'm saying?
I think he's going to lose.
You think he's going to lose again?
I think he's going to lose. Yep.
Oh, my
yep.
God.
Okay.
Yep, and then we can finally
why
get
you
done with this.
Oh,
I mean,
my
really,
God.
To me,
now, why you think?
He lost the last one. And then the first one, I mean, we could say we think the old boy was high or whatnot, but he did jump up like, you know, Undertaker, and he fought. He came back to win. So, I mean, I just think every, you know, sometimes fighters just, you just run across that person that got your number. And, like, as much as I like Mike Tyson, I think for real it was just a matchup with him and Holyfield. Holyfield at that time just had his number. I don't think he was ready for Holyfield. Holyfield just, the matchup wasn't right. And I think that's how it is in this situation, that Tyson, for whatever reason, and I can't take nothing away from Tyson because I think he's undefeated, ain't he? And I believe he's undefeated.
He is undefeated.
So
that's
true. So, as much as he's, you know, he got a BMW body, but he look funny, but he ain't undefeated for no reason. And I think when he fight Deontay, it just do something to him and make him come to another level of the game where he just refused to let Wilder beat him. So I just don't see it. Just don't think it's a good matchup. He refused to be knocked out. And, you know, that's a lot of the Wilder's fights was won by him just dropping that big bomb, knocking people out. So
I just think
Fury ain't scared of him. And I don't see him winning. He's probably going
to
go the distance again.
He ain't scared to get hit by that wild right.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't feel it before.
Yeah.
You know, some people be off. Some people be a little crazy. And I think he a little touched. So he's been hit bad before. He feel like I survived it. I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it. He going to let it all fly. So I just think
he
just got Dante's number.
Yeah, Wilder, he definitely touched enough where I think he on drugs. And I do agree. He ain't scared to get hit by that right Wilder to be swinging.
Yeah.
He would go right into it. Come on.
Right, exactly. He's one of those, exactly.
Yeah, come on.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's a come
real
on,
quick,
man.
Brother Ken, I don't know, did anyone of y'all watch the fight with Woodley? With Woodley Jake Paul? What did you think about this?
I did. I actually thought Woodley should have won that fight. I mean, it was a close. I don't think neither one was really doing too much, but I thought when Woodley kind of stumbled him, I think that was the second or third round, and he almost knocked him down, but the rope saved him. I think that was enough to win the fight because each round was close. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of even, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought they robbed Woodley.
No, I wish I had a sign, but no, I didn't. I missed it.
I think if he would have pressured him more, I think he would have got him. But he was just being a little cautious. He didn't want to get caught with one. But
yeah,
I think if Woodley would have pressed him, yeah, right, and rightfully so, because he dropped a couple people. So,
right. Yeah. So that was interesting. But now they saying like, They saying like celebrity boxing is actually bigger than
regular boxing.
You know this.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of fights that they not making. They postponing fights, people getting COVID, and they got to push it back and change opponents. And, you know, the regular boxing just ain't bringing the fans like these celebrity, you know, matches and whatnot. Like the Mayweather fight, when Mayweather fought the other Paul, brother Logan Paul, that was one of the biggest, actually that was the biggest pay-per-view event for this year. And then the Woodley-Paul fight was probably the second biggest. You know what I'm saying? And then you had this one with Evander Holyfield just fought. And then there's a few other little celebrity matches that have been going on. But these are becoming a big thing in boxing now. You know what I'm saying? Instead of the real fights, mugs, watching celebrity boxing. And it make a good story, but it still don't beat two professionals fighting, in my opinion. But, I mean, it makes a good story, and it's entertaining, you know, for what it
right.
is.
Hey, one more quick thing before we go on the entertainment tip. You know, we got these verses that they be doing with the different artists. I'm hearing that Ja Rule finna go up against Fat Joe. Tell me real quick how y'all feel about that. And also, who would you put LL Cool J up against in a versus? Them two questions, y'all just real quick, what y'all
think? Oh. Yeah, Ja Rule and Fat Joe. I don't know if I like that one because we all know Ja Rule should be going up against 50 Cent. Like, that's the only one that makes sense. But, okay. I don't know. I would probably go with Fat Joe, maybe. I don't know. That's kind of hard to tell. That's kind of hard to tell. And then with the other one, you were saying, what was the other one?
Who would you put LL up against?
Oh, who would LL go up against? Ah, that's a tough one. LL.
You need to come back on that. You need to think on that for a couple of
days. Yeah, I would have to come back on that. Yeah, I had to come back on that one. You know what I mean? I had to come
Roger,
back on
what
that
you
one,
got?
Bro.
What you got, Roger?
That Fat Joe and Ja Rule is whack to me. That's so I'm not interested at all. That sounds kind of boring. I'm not a big fan of either one of them. They both made some songs that I do like. I can rock with some on each side. But if I have to pick, I'll give it to Ja Rule because I'm sure he made more songs that I like than Fat Joe. I will have to give it to Ja Rule. Now, LL, I don't know. That's tough, too, because I would initially think Kumo D, but I'm like, no, because he way out surpassed Kumo D. So I don't know who I would put him with.
Hey, I'm going to let y'all think about it, man. We can touch base on that next week. I'm putting Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane.
I'm going with Big Daddy Kane. Yep.
I think he'll smash him. I think he was out of that era. LL stayed in the longest.
He had the longest.
Oh, okay.
But
someone said, what about Busta Rhymes?
Yeah. Well,
that's another one that's
hard
for me to
like
pick. I put Twista against Busta Rhymes. Twista against Busta Rhymes.
That's weak.
You're sleeping on Twista.
No, I'm not. No, I'm actually not. Twista, he got some songs for me. I like Twista. But I won't put him up against.
All right,
you say up against Busta or LL?
Yeah, you better. Hey, we better sign out. We're gonna debate this next week.
Yes, indeed. Peace.
Thanks everybody for tuning in with us. Tune in with us next Sunday, 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Like always, if you have any show topic or ideas, send us an email at yahoo.com. Check us out next week. Word to the mother, that the queens and the kings, we gonna get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. 2 weeks talking. Okay.